Of other business is Windswept Lewis GRRPC final site plan.
Thank you. This is a final site plan for the creation of a residential planned community to consist of 201 proposed residential lots and amenities, including a community pool, covered pavilion, sports field, and tot lot. The property is located on the east side of Angola Beach Road and south side of Angola Road, that's Essex County Route 277. At the meeting of Tuesday, December 11th, 2018, the property was approved by County Council for a change of zone under CZ 1859 from AR1 to GRRPC and adopted through Ordinance 2623. Additionally, at the meeting of March 28th of last year, the Commission approved the revised preliminary site plan for the community. This is the final site plan and it complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code and the Subdivision Code and all RPC conditions of approval. The tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 12, parcels 3.00 and 6.00. The zoning district is GRRPC, General Residential Plan Community, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if no one has any comments or concerns, I'd like to make a motion.
All right, sir.
I move we approve the final site plan for Windswept at Lewis, GRRPC.
Second.
Move and second to approve the final site plan for Windswept at Lewis, GRRPC. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Lands of Fisher, minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement.
Good evening. This is a preliminary subdivision plan for a minor subdivision of a 31.16 acre parcel to create a 4.367 acre lot, leaving a residual parcel measuring 26.79 acres off an existing 50-foot easement. The residual lands cannot be developed per DENREC. The property owner intends to allow the property to be used for hunting purposes only. The preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is District 333, Map 16, Parcel 5. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Lands of Fisher, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off of 50-foot easement with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moving second to approve the Lands of Fisher minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with a final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Absher Farms LLC minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a preliminary subdivision plan for a minor subdivision of an 8.13 acre parcel to create three lots. Lot 1 will measure 1.75 acres, Lot 2 will measure 1.715 acres, and Lot 3 will measure 1.794 acres. The residual lands will measure 1.75 acres. The property is located off of Woodland Ferry Road. The property has a recorded easement per deed book 821, page 36, dated December 17, 1976. The preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is District 132, Map 10, Parcel 23.01. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Lands of Absher Farms LLC, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
I have a real quick question before we do that. These are all right next to each other, right?
These three lots. So we have the residual onto Woodland Ferry Road and then the three lots. Yes.
Yes. So is this one of the cases, like I discussed with you earlier, about people having minor subdivisions and saying that we should just let more people have minor subdivisions, but this seems like a case where there's three lots next to each other that are being divided that...
Because they're being divided off, it's upgrading an existing easement to actually create three new lots, and they're not fronting onto a numbered road, so they come to the Commission for approval. So if they were all onto the numbered road, then...
But, I mean, is this a case where, I mean, that since it's, in the end, we're creating 11 new lots, is DelDOT going to need more land, or any, is there anything that this is going to we have anything to worry about with all that.
I understand, but because they're separate parcels, so they have to come to the commission because they've exceeded, because they're coming forward on separate parcels.
Right.
We've looked at them individually, and we brought them to the commission individually, not cumulatively, and because they have separate entrances.
Okay.
I don't think there's a concern from DelDOT in that regard, because each
one might. Okay, I just wanted to be sure. I didn't want somebody like, hey, I found a way to get around this, that I don't have to meet the road things or whatever. I'm just going to do three different things next to each other and eventually have a development.
I think had they have all been a subdivision with a single entrance and all come forward as a single subdivision for the lots, then that would be different and DelDOT probably would have concerns. But because they're coming forward individually, each one has to meet and get a DelDOT LONO individually, like standing on its own right.
I would just say, though, because I agree with Ms. Stevenson on this, we what we don't want to have happen is people to get, you know, take a 30-acre parcel, subdivide it into three 10-acre parcels, each with their own entrance, sit on that for a little bit, and then divide that three ways. You know, instead of doing a 9-lot subdivision, they, you know, kind of work around that, which I think is what you're getting at.
That's what I'm getting
at.
I didn't want this to be, you know, some way that a developer can get around having to make roads for people or do something that was, you know, that I don't want to eventually be like, wow, you know, the Planning Commission has approved all these lots and we've made, you know, a mess for Sussex County.
It's just, we need to keep an eye on it because, and I think, you know, it's just something to track, which you can a little bit from the day that, you know, and maybe 10 acres isn't the best example. If you have a 15-acre parcel that's got a bunch of frontage and you carve it up into 3 5-acre parcels, you know, and they're large ones, but then you come back in and you do one of the 5 acres into 3 lots and then the next one and the next one, you know. That's not the intention of those 3-lotters. You know, and you could even actually sometimes get 3 and then have residual. So, yeah, we just need to make, I agree with you. We need to make sure that that's not abused.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was all. Because, I mean, otherwise, people come in all the time saying, I just want to give a lot to my kid and they've got to go through the major subdivision.
Right,
I'm like,
right.
This is ridiculous.
So. Right.
We don't actually know if DelDOT will give a letter of no objection in this case. And if not, DelDOT may choose to see it as a major. So at the moment, we're waiting agency approvals. So
okay.
On all of them.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that. Sorry about that.
No, that's all right. Good.
I second your motion.
Okay. It's moved and seconded to approve Lands of Absher Farms LLC minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Lands of Absher Farms LLC minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a preliminary subdivision plan for a minor subdivision of a 8.91-acre parcel to create 3 lots. Lot 1 will measure 1.5 acres, Lot 2 will measure 1.442 acres, and Lot 3 will measure 3.366 acres. The residual lot will measure 1.5 acres. The property is located off Woodland Ferry Road, and the proposed easement will be over an existing driveway. The preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is District 132, Map 10. Parcel, excuse me, I read the wrong.
Do we need to start over?
Yes, I'll need to repeat I read the third subdivision rather than the second. So I'll just have to repeat the proper description then, correct?
Sure.
I apologize for that. So this is the second subdivision. This is a preliminary subdivision plan for a minor subdivision of a 5-acre parcel to create 3 lots. Lot 1 will measure 1 acre, Lot 2 will measure 1.028 acres, and Lot 3 will measure 1.127 acres. The residual lot will measure 1 acre. This property is located off Woodland Ferry Road, and the proposed easement will be over an existing driveway. The preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is District 132, Map 10, Parcel 23.02. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Lands of Absher Farms, LLC, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve Lands of Fisher Abser Farms LLC minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with a final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Continuing with our Groundhog Day theme, Lands of Abser Farms LLC minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
So this is the third subdivision for Lands of Abser Farm LLC. This is a preliminary subdivision plan for a minor subdivision of 8.91 acre parcel to create three lots. Lot one will measure 1.5 acres, lot two will measure 1.442 acres, and lot three will measure 3.366 acres. The residual lot will measure 1.5 acres. The property is located off Woodland Ferry Road, and the proposed easement will be over an existing driveway. The preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is District 132, Map 10, Parcel 23.04. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Lands of Abser Farms LLC, I move for approval of the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve Lands of Abser Farms LLC minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is Lands of Houck minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
This is a preliminary subdivision plan for a minor subdivision of a 5.83 acre parcel to create one lot off an existing easement. Lot A will measure 1.1283 acres, and the residual lot will measure 4.7017 acres. This property is located off Brazier Road. The preliminary subdivision plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Code. The tax parcel is District 133, Map 6, Parcel 85.06. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential. Staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, in reference to Lands of Houck, I make a motion that we approve the minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement.
I second the motion.
Moved and seconded to approve Lands of Houck off of a minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay. Before we get to our additional business, why don't we just refer back to our public hearings, and we'll hold that item for and. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, if you want, for these, if the commission's inclined to act favorably upon them, I have a really short motion that I can read and you can adopt.
Okay.
If that's your desire. So I guess if you want to refer back to the first ordinance.
We'll do this in three?
Yeah, I think we need to do it in three.
Okay. All right. Our first public hearing was the ordinance 20-1 appeal of violation under Chapter 80 property maintenance and Chapter 115 zoning.
So, Mr. Chairman, for the benefit of the commission, the motion would be to recommend approval of ordinance 20-1 regarding appeals of violations under Chapter 80 property maintenance and Chapter 115 zoning, subject to the revisions recommended by legal staff during the public hearing.
I second.
Oh, I need somebody to
I
move
make
it.
The motion. I'm sorry.
Oh, you didn't? Okay. Remember, I'm not on the commission.
That's right. Yeah. It's the COVID. The seats are confusing me.
Yeah, that's right.
It has been thoroughly moved to recommend approval of ordinance 20-1 appeals of violation under Chapter 80 property maintenance and Chapter 115 zoning with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was ordinance number 20-2, amendment to Chapter 115 relating to supplementary regulations.
Okay, and the motion for that would be to recommend approval of ordinance 20-2 regarding amendment to Chapter 115 relating to supplementary regulations, subject to the revisions recommended by legal staff during the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
So moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance 20-2 amendment to Chapter 115 relating to supplementary regulations. With the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item, public hearing, was ordinance number 20-3, amendment to Chapter 80 relating to lot maintenance.
And again, for the benefit of the commission, if you're inclined to act favorably, the motion would be to recommend approval of ordinance 20-3, amendment to Chapter 80 relating to lot maintenance, subject to the revisions recommended by legal staff during the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend approval of ordinance 20-3, amendment to Chapter 80 relating to lot maintenance, and with the stipulations, there are the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use 2218, which we've already acted upon. So our next public hearing was conditional use number 2227, Mark J. Davis and Leona E. Davis.
Commissioners, if you would, this one's Mr. Hopkins. What we've done in the past, if the commissioner's absent, we defer, not only so they can have a chance to listen to the recording, but also because this is a borrow pit, and Mr. Hutt touched upon this, and you all recall there's some really specific conditions, right. So I'd ask that it be deferred for both of those reasons.
I was just going to say that. Make a motion to defer conditional use 2227, Mark J. Davis and Leona E. Davis.
A second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2227, Mark J. Davis and Leona E. Davis. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next public hearing was conditional use number 2232, Covered Bridge Inn LLC, Hopkins Henlope and Homestead LLC.
And just commissioners, if you'd recall, this is the one that still needs to get approval from the Delaware Agricultural Lands Preservation Foundation. There is, as I mentioned, an agenda that was in the record. They have a meeting on August 19th, 2020, 8:30 a.m. And this item is on the agenda for consideration. So that I would ask if you would hold the record open for receipt of the decision of the Delaware Agricultural Lands Preservation Foundation, and then defer for further consideration after that.
I make that motion.
Okay. I second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2232, Covered Bridge Inn LLC, Hopkins Henlope and Homestead LLC, leaving the record open for receipt of a decision by the Delaware Agricultural Lands Preservation Foundation. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Okay, thank you. Now, on to